Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Women in conflict zones, including in Afghanistan and Syria, face greater human rights abuses, noted U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield at a Women, Peace, and Security side event hosted by the EU delegation to the UN. Afghan women and girls are experiencing renewed gender persecution, including gender and sexual-based violence, warned Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. The Taliban has issued more than 80 archaic edicts, curtailing freedom of speech, barring girls over the age of 12 from pursuing an education, implementing so-called morality laws that effectively erase women from public life. Such institutional oppression is an attack on human rights and a threat to Afghanistan's security, stability, and economy. And those who raise their voice in protest risk harassment, detention, and violence, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. The United States worked with the United Arab Emirates and Japan to unanimously adopt a UN Security Council resolution calling for the immediate reversal of policies and practices restricting women and girls in Afghanistan and condemning the Taliban. In Syria, a 13-year-old conflict has wreaked havoc on women who have long faced gender inequalities and discriminatory laws, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. The Syrian political process may be stalled due to the intransigence of the Assad regime, but that is all the more reason to empower Syrian women, who could lead us out of this impasse and towards peace. Let me be clear, the United States will continue to use every tool at our disposal to support the most vulnerable women and girls, stated Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield. While women are disproportionately impacted by violent conflicts, they are also key to ending and preventing them. That fundamental truth is at the very heart of the Women, Peace, and Security agenda. The United States is the second largest contributor to the Women's Peace and Humanitarian Fund, contributing more than $39 million since 2017. The U.S. is working with others to increase gender parity in international forums and peacekeeping missions. For the daughters who enjoy fewer rights than their mothers, for the survivors of violence who continue to put one foot in front of another, and for the activists, the brave young people fighting for basic freedoms as they stand up for what's right, said Ambassador Thomas-Greenfield, let us continue to stand with them.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.